hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
In 1 John 1 and 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Thank you for the blood. I'm under the blood.
I believe it's gonna be all right. How about you? Sometimes they can talk about you so bad. They can lie on you so much. You see this stool, I'm sitting down because I was in an accident a few years ago. My legs don't wanna hold me up all the time. Sometimes they go out on me. But I ain't gonna worry about that. They say I wasn't gonna never sing no more. But I think I'm singing tonight. Huh? Whenever my legs get weak on me, I know that means I'm getting closer to the end of life's journey. And when they lie on me and talk about me and scandalize my name, I just sit down and say, sitting here thinking, about all the trouble I've had. No, if you done had trouble in your life, let me see your hand. How my so-called friends have mistreated and talked about me. Oh, they made me feel so bad. How many of you know I'm telling the truth when I say, I can't change the sun? Oh, no, no. You know, and I know, God's a Father. He made the sun to shine, yeah. Walk up and and the tears you shed, woo, make you feel so bad. Make you feel so sad. All you could do was stand there and say, Father, oh Lord, it hurt me to my heart, but if this is your will, please, Jesus, help me understand. You tell them, that's why I'm asking you, please, Jesus, let me understand the things I can't change.
In the book of Matthew, 4th chapter, around the 3rd verse, Jesus was tempted by Satan while he was at his weakest time. But every time Satan came with his confusion, came with his temptation, Jesus would respond only in scripture. I think that's the significant but strange thing about this, is that he did this to show us that we too can respond in scripture, that there's power in his word, power in his name. The doctor may have given you a bad report, but Isaiah 41 and 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I will strengthen you and hold you up with thy righteous hand. He gave us power. What power, preacher? I'm talking about healing power, living power, power to save. He gave us power.